Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians, and a quick turnaround for both the Indians and the Tigers after the Indians demolished Detroit again last night. And Carlos Carrasco, even though he has missed 6 weeks of the season, Terry, boy, he's quietly now become one of the top pitchers in this game, isn't he?
You know, it's been nice for us. Is, you know, when he came back, you get a guy back in name, which is good. But then after he gets a few starts and gets his legs under him, and you know, took him a couple starts to kind of find his slider again, build up your stamina and your endurance, and now we're seeing a guy that feels good about himself, has enough repetition, but he's still fresh because he missed, you know, 6 weeks. And you know, when he got hurt, I remember saying, well, it's almost like we're making a good trade, and that's what happened. He's given us a huge shot in the arm. You know, looking back maybe 2-3 years ago where he was and where he is now, it's unbelievable. So proud of him for what he is accomplishing. And I think better days are ahead, which is exciting.
Well, along those lines, you couldn't make a better trade than if you get back Michael Brantley, the Michael Brantley we have seen the last 2 years. That guy's not available on the open market, Tito. How did things go yesterday?
They went really well. And by all accounts, and probably most important, by his. You know, you're right. I mean, he's so important to what we're doing. And we've managed to do okay without him. We want him back, and he knows it. I mean, he's, again, having him back, it will mean to our lineup kind of what Carlos did to our rotation. So that'll really be good. I think everybody was encouraged by how yesterday went. Now, today's a quick turnaround. He won't hit today, but he'll go back tomorrow. And, again, we'll start building up the endurance and the intensity on the field, which then the next step is going into games.
Hey, before we forget about it, two All-Stars. And you could have had more, and I know everybody probably says that every year, but how deserving are Danny Salazar and a 22-year-old named Frankie Lindor?
Yeah, they are. And I think what's cool is – for the organization, you know, I was thinking last night, you know, how Johnny Gorrell must feel. Mm. You know, put all those hours in with the infielders and how he kind of seems like everybody's grandpa. I bet you he was beaming. And then, you know, Danny Salazar, who had gone through Tommy John and some ups and downs. And, you know, all the pitching guys in the organization that have labored. And then, you know, two organizational kids make the All-Star team. I do think, you know, we could have been represented more. I also understand the process, and it makes it kind of hard to pick a team. I just think, you know, the way our record is and the way some of the guys like Napoli, you know, I mean, shoot, Kipp's having a productive year. I think, you know, Kluber's body of work over the last couple of years, you know, I just think I hope those Josh Tomlin, I hope those names are at least talked about because I think they're very, very deserving.
You know, another guy that has put up good numbers, and he's kind of taken a beating here over the last couple of years, but you look up now and you look at the numbers. Carlos Santana may end up with 20 home runs before the All-Star break, and Terry, he's also giving you some big hits late in games too.
I would take it a step further too. I think his attitude towards our ball club and the team play and his enthusiasm has grown, and I don't know quite why that is. But he has done a really good job. He pays attention to detail a little bit better. He's been a better base runner. He's improved in all aspects. And that's not, you don't necessarily see that from a veteran player. And I'm excited about it. He's been fun to be around. And I think he's getting caught up in some of the winning. And I've enjoyed it because he's a really, anybody's been around him, he's a really likable kid. Just, you know, sometimes we got to get after him in the past, you know, but he has done a really good job this year. And, you know, when you see him hit a home run to the opposite field, that makes you, it gets you so excited because you think what could be in store.
You mentioned the winning. Terry, does it have an impact on a clubhouse that maybe none of us that haven't played the game or in a major league clubhouse like you've been, we don't even comprehend it?
Yes, it does. It does. It makes it, when you show up to the ballpark every day, guys know that what they do is important, whether it's moving a runner. You know, I think you see guys the second half of the season more willing to give themselves up for the team goal, which certainly helps. you know, when you play a quick turnaround game like this, you know, it's easy to have a lot of aches and pains. I know their guys are getting tired, but there's a reason to play, a good reason to play, and that makes the game a lot more fun.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the finale. Tribe and Tigers coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.